How's your morning going out there? Hopefully you leaped out of bed and into the working week, but if it was a sluggish start, you likely poured or maybe even bought yourself an aromatic, delicious cup of coffee, however it is that you take it. But it's important to say, and again, I don't want to cause alarm, but as environmental temperatures continue to increase and such, we're staring down a potential coffee crisis as the plant struggles to grow in previously stable growing regions, etc. In saying that, there's plenty of good stuff going on for the industry in our own backyard, so to quite ironically spill the tea on this scary idea is licensed Q Grader, member of the Australian Coffee Trader Association and operations manager of CoffeeCom, is Joe Tarwheel. Joe, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Jared. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Thanks for joining the show. So I guess there's been rumours around coffee supply not being able to keep up with demand, growing regions and such being under threat. How much truth is there to this, and I guess what are some of these threatening factors?
Look, there is some truth that, you know, climate change is being felt where coffee is growing. But as we speak today, there has been record harvest in coffee-growing regions such as Brazil. It does seem to be an oversupply, you know, as we talk now. But, yeah, for sure, as climate change is being felt. But it's difficult. It's difficult to predict how climate change will progress from here. And, and given that, it's hard to plan and adapt for, you know, where we're going to be in 10 years' time, because we just don't really know where climate change is going.
I see. Well, that's some good news then, I guess, that you said what record harvests in Brazil. What are some of the kind of the other historic kind of growing regions around the world?
Yeah, you look at the coffee growing belt, it's anywhere pretty much across the equator. So you're looking at Brazil, Central America, Colombia, in the Africa, you've got, you know, Ethiopia, Kenya. Closer to Australia, you've got Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, parts of Asia now, India, some good coffee coming out of Vietnam. So there's about 40 growing regions in the world. You know, there's 25 million farmers and workers worldwide. So it's a very large industry. And if you think about it, worldwide, there's over, you know, 2.5 billion cups of coffee being consumed every day.
Wow.
It's quite mind staggering the amount of coffee being consumed. Look, production as we speak is good. There is a good supply coming out of Brazil, which is the main coffee growing area.
Nice.
In the foreseeable future, we can't see any real change in that. But, you know, there's a lot of good work being done on the ground with our coffee growers. You know, there's organisations out there, like the Australian Coffee Trades Association,
yep.
But on the ground you've got, you know, Rainforest Alliance and Fair Trade doing, you know, some really good work with the coffee growers. What about sustainability, water management, you know, pests and diseases, looking at all those things, education, educating them and investing a lot of money and time into it. So we can, you know, sustain the coffee growing, and we don't have a problem in 5, 10, 15, 20 years' time.
Good to know, especially if we've got to keep up with, what did you say, 2.5 billion cups a day?
Cups of coffee per day consumed worldwide.
Crazy.
And you think about Australia. Australia's got, you know, half the Australian population, nearly half the Australian population are drinking coffee regularly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about yourself, but I've had 2 cups already this morning.
I've had one, yep.
There you go.
So I do remember kind of at my barista training, right? So I am a barista part-time. It was the training course, you know, you do like at a TAFE when I was 15 or so, whatever it was. The teacher did go on a spiel about a cup costing maybe as much as $30 or something by 2050. So coming from what you just said, I assume that maybe that might have been a little bit of a furphy. But you also did mention that there might be a shift from, I guess, like Arabica beans being used for kind of espresso coffee and such, and maybe going into more of a reliance on Robusta coffee, which is, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's ordinarily used in like instant coffees and etc. Is that something that might be a reality? Might you have to see a shift and maybe crossbreeding or this, that, the other, so we can keep qualities up?
Yeah, and to a certain degree, you're right there. Look, you need the Robusta quality coffee, and that's improving every day. Out of Vietnam, India, you get some really nice quality Robusta coffee coming out of there. But you find that, you know, when you're purchasing your favourite cappuccino or latte at a cafe, you're looking at 15, 20% would be Robusta coffee in a blend, typically, and maybe, you know, 60, 70, 80% would be Arabica coffee. If you look at the growing regions of the world, Vietnam's up there with Brazil now, so there's a lot of Robusta coffee coming out of Vietnam.
Right.
But predominantly still, it's the Brazilian Arabica type coffee in your cup of coffee you're drinking each morning.
So how does Australia fit into the industry? I know there's kind of growing regions, at least I know of, up around the northern rivers of New South Wales. Is Australia playing a role in, I guess, mitigating this crisis or potential crisis, at least domestically? And how has this boomed over the last few years? How does kind of the trading association, I guess your day-to-day job, fit into this?
Yeah, so you're finding with the Australian coffee, there is production coming out of Australia and the northern parts of Australia up near Cairns and northern New South Wales. It doesn't represent a lot of volume compared to, you know, the rest of the world. But there's some good work being done out of some of the universities, Southern Cross University, into coffee production and consumption here in Australia, to see how, you know, we're not so much reliant on the Brazils or Colombians or Papua New Guinea type coffee growing areas.
Yep.
There has been a little shift, but in all honesty, we just don't have the volume coming out of Australia to sustain, you know, 2.5 billion cups of coffee a year. And at full capacity at the moment, we're just a little player in the big world. But let's hope in time with what we're doing at the different universities and the research and development, that might change, and you'll see, you know, in time, more people drinking Aussie coffee.
Yeah, it would be good to see. Thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning, Joe. Lastly, I will just ask, how do you take your coffee? If you're involved in the industry, you've probably got a better idea than most.
There's nothing beats a Papua New Guinea coffee from the Nibbita Valley, Long Black.
Perfect. Good to hear.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Joe. That was licensed Q grader, operations manager of Coffee Common, committee member of the Australian Coffee Traders Association, Joe Talwheel, discussing, well, a potential crisis, or what we thought of a potential crisis, but it might not be as bad as we thought, into something very dear to many of our hearts and stomachs, coffee.